Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up?
like a dog.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Still got the scent of your perfume. I ripped it out of a magazine. Baby, I'm dying to call you. I need your body like nicotine. Come, say it like that. Say it like that. Come. Take it like that, take it like that. And now you're starting to
Hi.
Yo, what up, Burnaby? You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Kyle. He's
Vincent.
And that's
Michael.
And today we have a few extra guests. Kevin and Steven. Say what up?
What up?
What's up?
All right, now give a little introduction of you guys selves.
All right, my name is Kevin. I'm also a student in Burnaby. I also play bass in a rock band. I love music, love listening to music, creating music, collecting physical records and such. I'm going to pass it on to Steven now.
What's up, guys? My name is Steven. I love collecting physical media, records, CDs, all that stuff, and I love playing the drums for my band.
Yo, Steven, we are going to be some good friends, my man. Yo, let me shake your hand. Ah, that's what I'm talking about. Only Steven, no Kevin. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, bro. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we have a couple of extra guests today because, well, today is our last day on the show, and, well, they're here to bring us some tissues when we need them, okay? Might have a couple of tears dripping down the side of my face. You know, that's all they're here for. That's all they're here for. Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing with you. There's some good extra guests we have today, and our first topic of the day is Vinny. Not Vinny. That's not our topic. Our first topic of the day is how we came up with the name Young Artist Bedroom. Vinny, take it away.
Well, the name really stems from the laboratory that young artists create music in, their bedroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it describes that feeling when you're in your bedroom, just listening to music or putting something together, and you're all alone, and you know, you don't have the best equipment, but you're making do with what you have.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the laboratory. Like you said, man, that's where you get all the experiences from. Some good, some bad. But you know what? We're all testing things out no matter what. It's all an experiment. I have fun with my music when I'm at home. I wrote one a while ago, and oh, man, I was at home, and I was just having a terrible, terrible day, and I wrote this wicked verse. Wicked verse, man. Absolutely drove me crazy for the next week or two.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, I said, the moment my fingers and palm grab hold of the strong blue straw of my pen, the sensation begins. It's like the floodgates of heaven's liquids emit a potent power upon my paper. It's like I'm the damsel in distress and the pen and pad because my angel, my savior. Whoo! I had some good time writing that for sure. That was absolutely one of my favorite bars of recent times.
Damn, has anyone told you sound like Gerard Way?
I sound like Gerard Way? Who's Gerard Way? Elaborate with me, my friend.
Lead singer of the hit band My Chemical Romance.
Is that right? I've heard of Chemical Romance. I don't know a lot about them, but you know what? As we were saying, that's where all the good music comes from. That's where the experimentation, that's where you learn. Those are your first steps. Those are the baby steps, okay? You're not on the stage. You're not in the lab, or should I say lab? I'll go with the word. You're not in the studio, right? You don't have all that professional equipment. You don't have the mics. You don't have the, what is it called? A DAW, the digital audio workstation. You don't have none of that. You're really just kind of working with, well, depending on what you do. For me, I write music, so mine is more of pen and paper. That's my equipment right there. Vinny, what does your equipment look like?
Well, I just use my computer and my interface and my guitars.
Okay, he's got a little bit more of a twang to his lab than mine does. All right, Vinny, rub it in my face. Thank you.
Marcus, what do you use?
Yeah, what do you use, Marcus?
I recently bought like a amp simulator.
Okay.
And I spent like $200 and going broke now.
$200? Okay, what is an amp simulator?
It's Neural DSP. I brought the Gojira.
What is Neural DSP?
It's an amp simulator.
What's an amp, bro, Marcus?
It emulates amps.
It emulates amps. Is that like, what is that? What does it do? Does it make it louder? Does it make it cleaner? What does that do?
Oh, it just gives you like a unique tone.
Okay,
tone
okay.
From an amp.
Okay, and what kind of tone does it bring to the table?
It's supposed to. So amp simulators, how they work is you plug your guitar directly into your computer, but then when you run it through an amp simulator, it's supposed to sound like you're playing it through an amp.
Oh, okay, right on. Hell yeah. So you no longer need the amp part of it.
Well, the sound's not right on.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's like buying something from the thrift store, you know? It might be that big name brand, but it's already worn in, you know what I mean? It's something similar to the lines there, eh?
Amp simulators, a lot of them are almost there.
Yeah.
But not quite the
Not
same.
Quite there. Okay, I think I see what you mean. All right, we appreciate you guys. Let's see. Kevin, Steven, what does your laboratory look like, my friends?
My laboratory is just a dinky little bass amp and my dinky lovely little Stingray. Oh. I just love jamming out to that. Okay, and I recently bought Fuzz Wah pedal. So.
Yeah, you are pretty good at jamming out, man. You are pretty good at jamming. I've seen you and a couple of friends at school before. You guys, you took the show, man. Absolutely. What about you, Steven? What does your laboratory look like?
My laboratory looks like my laptop at home with MuseScore loaded up. I just write stuff there, see how it sounds.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, they seem... Oh my goodness, I'd call you guys spoiled, but I'm working with pen and pad over here, bro. Pen and pad, that's all I got, bro. I don't got no computers at home, man. Jeez. Man, all of y'all rubbing it in my face today.
It's okay, Yale will buy everything for you.
Is that costs. Right? All right. I appreciate you guys all for your input. Let's get into the next segment. You.
To the mystical vision.
You get all. Put my flag on the moon with a heart in my hand. It's space in my crib if you need somewhere to land. Yo, spaceship, I get all in your orbit. See, notice the suit, baby, these are not Jordans. And Joe Fresh, good New Balance. Having a conversation about who Sab is. But I wanna know you, the type of person that you hope to grow into. I hope this doesn't offend you. I just recognize it's a lot we can get into. So forgive me if this is not the proper intro, but you know how this go. I'm sure you've been here before with them boys in the past. I'm being kind of petty, but I'm trying to hear you laugh. Together we can make time go fast. And if it's late, I hope you might just crash.
We don't need no time to think. I just might be.
Spend the night when you like, alright baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash. I'm never uninviting your ass, you laugh,
baby, crash, crash, baby, crash, crash, baby, crash.
And we can set the bar for the pack, because we already that.
Already, already, already that with her.
We can make grayscale feel vibrant, whether conversations or silent. Usually I can be indecisive, but not about this. I'm sure you've been here before with them boys in the past. I'm being kind of petty, but I'm trying to laugh. Together we can make time go slow, and when you're ready to go, just crack.